Yes, the Gemara says now, the Chura Shapir Komoluhu Rabbi Yossi LeRabbonin, that Rabbi Yossi said very good back to the Rabbonin. Like, how could the Rabbonin say in the Beis Midish, there were two Peroiches, there were two curtains? The Pasuk says clearly there should only be one Peroiches. The Pasuk says by the Mishkan, this one Peroiches should be dividing between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Gemara says, Rabbonin Amriloch, the Rabbonin will answer you back like this. Hani mili tru you Rabbi Yossi have a posik, but when is that posik talking about in Shemois the Mishkan? It's only talking about the Mishkan. That in the Mishkan there they use the pareches, there they use the curtain. And when you use a curtain, true, you're supposed to only use one curtain. Avo b'migdashani, Marshall, you can hear we're talking about now the Beis Hamikdash and the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. Now, kivun the loy have a amatraxin, since in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni they did not have the amatraxin. The Yam attraction, that's a wall, like we'll soon see. Over Migdash Rishon, who the Havoi? But in the Beis Hamikdash Rishon, they had it. In other words, when they built the Beis Hamikdash, there was a wall that was dividing between the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That was called the Yam attraction. Now this wall was thick, an Amma thick, one Amma thick, and it was high 30 Ammas. The Beis Hamikdash Rishon was only high 30 Ammas. So a wall that's one Amma thick could still go up 30 yamas high and stay there, not fall down. So a Beis Hamikdash that does not have a locha from curtains, it has a locha from a binyan, even the pareches, the dividing point between the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, was from a binyan. It was a wall. And this wall, this mechitza that was mafsik, was thick in amma. That's called the amma traksin. Now you only have this in the Beis Hamikdash Harishon. Ma'ashenken and the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, they did not have this anymore. So Rashi explains that amma traksin, Kach nikras kaiso mechitza. That's what this kaiso, this wall that divides. She is sick the Migdish Rishon that divided in the base of Migdish Rishon between the Heichlon and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Aber the Migdash Shein is a trashi, shoye gvoya, it's a shalom what the Girsu is. Some agur is meyama, and some agur is memama. That in the base of Migdish Hasheni, it was taller than the first base of Migdish. It was at least 40 yamas tall. Is loya suhu. Then they cannot make any more this wall. Why? There was only space of an amma left there to build this wall. That's how thick it could be. And now if the wall is only an amma thick, if you bring it up so high, 40 yamas high, you'll fall down. It can't hold itself. Make this wall, make like the parech is a dividing point. Wider than an amma, that you can't. The Pasuk says, there's a Pasuk to be exactly the measurements of the Beis Hamikdash. So they could make this wall wider. Therefore, in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, which was 40 Amas high, they could not have a wall only one Amas thick. Therefore, they did not make a wall anymore. But rather, they made an escoop. They went back to make an apreches, went back to make a curtain. So now, what did they have to make two curtains for? So Gemara says, the Yistav Kaluhul Rabbonin. The Rabbonin have a suffix, now they're in doubt. Bikdushasei. What kind of Kedusha does this Amor itself have? The Amor, the ground, this Amor, thickness, what Kedusha does it have? Ekalifnim. Is this Amor itself has a loch like the Kodesh HaKadoshim? It has Kedusha Kalifnim. Oikalachutz. Or else maybe it's sitting like outside, it's called part of the Heichol. And the Kodesh HaKadoshim first starts from the inner point of this Amor. So therefore they're Mesufik like where to make the Proiches. Therefore, the Ovid Shtei Pereches. Therefore, Minas Sofik, the Rabbonim made two Pereches. One at the beginning of the Yama, and one at the end of the Yama. So, Mamanashach, one of the two is the right Pereches. So, Drashi, V'yistav Kaluhu, B'mokim HaMechitz, Ikalifnim Iklachutz. We had a Sofik, what din does this Mokim HaMechitz, this Yama have? The Ovid Shtei Pereches, Liklait B'neim Avir, Mokim HaMechitz. To be called to make a difference between the two places. Like the Monashoch, they made the right mechitza. So Taisa asked the question, why did they have to make them two separate mechitzas? Why didn't they make one thick mechitza? True, to make the wall an amma tall, the wall can't stand. It can't be such a thickness only of an amma thick to go 40 yamas high. But I call upon them, why didn't they make the one curtain? Let the curtain be an amma thick. And a curtain, that could stand up. They'll put bigger poles to hold it up. So why didn't they use a pareches, one pareches, to be an amma thick? So Tosfos answers that there's a difference. When you, at least the Rabbanim hold this, the Tanakhama, that when you want to use a pareches,
A preches is not like a binyan, not like a kaisel. The preches has to be that the outer part of the preches, that's the end of the heichel. And as soon as you start the thickness of the preches, the curtain, right away that's part of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So they couldn't stand make the preches an amma thick, they wouldn't gain. Because maybe this amma thickness is like a part of the outside, part of the heichel. And the Kedusha first starts from inside. So they can't have such a thick curtain. Therefore, the Badavka had to make two separate curtains, two separate preches. That on the tzad, this amr in between is part of the lapnim, part of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the real preches is the outer preches. So right as soon as you come inside, the first like a fraction of an inch inside the preches, that's called the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And maybe this amr was chol, was from the heichol, from the Kodesh. Therefore, where did the Kodesh HaKadoshim start? Inside the Yama. Therefore, they have to make another Perechis on the outer side of the Yama, that as soon as you get inside this Perechis, right away it starts the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that's the Rabbanan Svara, why the Tanakam and Amishnah says there were two Perechises, two separate curtains. And Taisha says, what does Rabbi Yossi hold? Rabbi Yossi said there's only one curtain. Mamanashach, what does he hold? So one Taisha once says he knew for sure that this Amr is either Kalachut, or Kalapnim. The Gemara doesn't say which way he holds. But for sure, he did not have a suffix. He knew what that then is. So wherever the Kodesh HaKadoshim starts, that's where you put the one Perechis. Trace the second Teretz says that no, Rabbi Yossi would hold, you could make the Perechis an Amma thick. He does not hold that as soon as the Perechis starts, inside of it, the first fraction of an inch, starts the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He could hold no. The Kodesh HaKadoshim starts from the inner side of the Perechis, and the Heichel ends at the end, at the outer side of the Perechis. So Mamonashach put the Perechis one arm thick, and he yates both shittis. So that's this Machlekes, Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbonin. So Mamonah says, Vaita, Tana Rabbonin. The Brisa says like this, Bein HaMizbeach L'menoiru Hoye Mahalach. Now when the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he was walking with the Keteris and with the Machta, he had to go through the Heichel in order to get into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, how did he walk through the Heichel? In the Heichel itself, on the right side, on the Tzofen side, was the Shulchan. On the left side, the Dorim side, was the Menorah. And in the middle was the Mizbeach HaPnim. So how did the Kohen Gadol walk through this? So the Mara says, the first Brisa of Tanakama of Yehuda holds that Bein HaMizbeach LeMenorah. He made like a little bit of a right turn, and in between, a left turn, and in between the Mizbeach and the Menorah, that's where he walked. Like Rashi says, Bein HaMizbeach and the Menorah Hoye Mahalach, Kishebo Likonez Hoye Bakeya Behechel, Derech HaDorm, he went left to the south side, Lalach Bein Mizbeach HaPnimu LeMenorah, Shi Bedorim, Poelach Ad HaProeches, he walked into the Proeches. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Meir Hoye Meno, Bein Shulchan HaMizbeach, he made like a little bit of a right turn, and he walked in between the Shulchan and the Mizbeach, that's how he walked further up to the Marav, to the Proeches. The Yesh Oimim, and my third sheeter is, Bein Shulchan LeKaisel. He also made like a right turn to the Shulchan, to the Tzofen side, but he walked all the way to the Tzofen Kaisel of the Heichel, and walked along the wall until he got to the Perechis. So the Umara, Man Yesh Oimim, who is this third sheeter? Omer Rav Chizda, Rabbi Yossi, it goes Rabbi Yossi sheeter. The Yomer, like Rabbi Yossi says in our Mishnah, that Pischa B'Tzofen Koi, the Pesach is on Tzofen. In other words, Rabbi Yossi Lishitosi holds there was only one Perechis in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. There was only one Perechis. And the entrance of the Perechis, in order to get into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, was on the Tzofen side. The Tzofen, the north side of the Perechis, that's had the entrance to walk in there. So since the Kohen Gadol wanted to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the best way is come into the Heichel, go all the way to the right side, to the Tzofen side, and walk along the Kaisel till you walk all the way up to the Perechis, and you'll be able to walk into through the Perechis to go into Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. The Yama Pischa B'Tzofen Koi. So the more of Rabbi Yehuda Omloch, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? He holds no. Pischa B'Dorim Koi. He holds the Pesach of the Perechis, the entrance, was on the left side, was on the south side. And like we'll see later on, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that like the Tanakam of our Mishnah, that there were two Perechis in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. So the outer Perechis, the first one, its entrance was on the left side, was on the Durham side. And the inner one, its entrance was on the right side, near Tzofen. So according to Rabbi Yossi, that there was only one Perechis, the entrance was on the right, was on the Tzofen side. But according to our Tanakhama, Rabbi Yehuda holds There were two parochises there. So the outer one, the first one, its entrance was on Durham side. And then the inner one, the entrance was on Suffolk side. Therefore, in order to get through the first parochise, he had to walk along the left side, the Durham side. That's why he walked in between the Mizbeach and the Menorah. So tomorrow now, Reb Meir, what's Pshat Reb Meir? Reb Meir says, no, he walks in between the Shulchan and the Mizbeach. He walks on the right side, more towards Sofin, but not along the wall like Reb Yossi holds, but he walks only in between the Shulchan and the Menorah. For the Gemara, what's the Pshat for Reb Meir? For Reb Meir, come on, Tzirulei. E, Kareb Yehuda, Tzirulei, if he holds like Reb Yehuda, Shita, or Bezer, Naya, Kareb Yehuda. Why doesn't he walk along the Durham side? Let him walk along the Menorah. If he holds there were two parochas in there, and the first entrance was on the Durham side, why doesn't he walk along the Durham side? Eker Reb Yosi Srirle Elamai, Reb Meir holds like Reb Yosi also, that there was only one parochas, and the entrance was on the right side, on the Tzofen side. Nayak Reb Yosi, why doesn't he walk all the way to the Tzofen side, to the Tzofen wall, and walk along the Tzofen side of the Hechel? So Marin says, Lielam Reb Yosi Srirle. Avad had to say Reb Meir also was like Reb Yosi, that there was only one parochas, and the entrance of the parochas to get into the Kodesh HaKadoshim was on the Tzofen on the right side. The Yomalach, Reb Yosi said, Reb Meir holds, you know why you can't walk along the wall, the northern wall, the Tzofen side. The Yomalach, Shulchanos, Tzofen V'Dorim Menachim. Umiv Sekor Lei Shulchan. Because he holds the Shulchans were placed between Tzofen and Dorim. That's the way the length of the Shulchan was. And that's the way it was set up. It had to be all the way against the wall. Therefore, it blocked his passage. He couldn't walk along the right against the wall. Therefore, he had to walk from the outer side of the Shulchan in between the Shulchan and the Mizbeach. Like Rashi says, Shulchanos Tzofen V'Dorim Menachim means Eser Shulchanos Oser Shloimei. Shloimei Melech made 10 Shulchanos. Shenema, Chomesh Mimin V'Chomesh Mismoel. So the kids said, these 10 Shulchanos, the Shala, which way it was. So, first of all, Teretz says that Remei holds, it was between Dorim and Tzofen. And if it was like that, it blocked the passage where it went against the wall. Therefore, the Kohen Gadol could not walk along the wall. He had to walk between the Shulchan and the Menorah. The Mor says another Teretz says, V'boi Yisemel Yerla Mizrach Marav Menachim. I'll tell you now, he also holds that the Shulchanos were facing, the length was between Mizrach and Marav. And like this Pshat, the Shulchanos were not mamish against the wall. So then there would have been space for him to walk along the wall of the Tzofen side of the Hechel up until the beginning of where the Parochus is, to walk through the Parochus into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now the Teretz said the reason why he did not walk along the wall was Mishum Shechina Lav Urcha Arya Lemeyol Lehedya. It's not nice for him to walk straight up along the Tzofen wall, since that's facing the entrance into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, like you're walking all the way along, facing, looking into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's not the covered for the Shechina to do that. Like Rashi says, the beginning of Nun Beis Amar Aleph, that Lamaya Lehedya, Lelech Eitzel HaKoytzel HaTzvani, to walk along the Tzof in the north wall, Kol Orech Hechol, all the length of the Hechol, V'chol Shor Einav Nizoynes, Mi Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, and all along your eyes, it's like having Hanoah, you're enjoying to seeing the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Derech HaFrifer Shekenegdoi, in between where the Parochus opens up there. And that's not Derech Kavod to do it that way. Therefore, Reb Meir holds, you don't walk along the wall of the Tzofen, but rather in between the Shulchan and the Mizbeach. So the more of Reb Yosi Yomelech, what's Reb Yosi Svar? Why does he hold, yes, you're allowed to walk along the wall? He holds Chavivin Yisrael. The Yisrael is very choshe, very dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shlo Yitzrichan HaKosav L'Shliach. You don't need a Shliach. So Rashi learns, Elokol Echod V'Echod Mispal Alatzmoy. In the Beis Hamikdash, any Yid could come in there and daven for himself. Shenemar Asher Yidun Ish Nigoy Levavoy. That everybody knows what's wrong with him. Oporish Kapo V'Labayis Azel. Come into daven in this bayis. Hilka Chovavu Shaluchon Likonis Lefumbiya. Therefore, the Kohen Gadol, which is the Shliach for the whole Klal Yisrael, it's the B'derek Kovod that on Yom Kippur he should be able to walk in straight in. So it's no bizoy in Adarab, it's covered for the Kohen Gadol to be able to walk along the Tzofen side, and then Achnam, even though he sees the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is there a cover that way for the Shliach of Klal Yisrael. Then the Gemara just says, Rabbi Yehuda Nami, Neil Bei Minerva Lekoisel, as Rabbi Yehuda holds, true, there were two parochus in, like the Tanakam of our Mishnah, and the outer parochus, its entrance was on the Durham side. So that's why you had to make a left turn and walk near the Minerva. In fact, the more of the kasha, why does he walk
between the menorah and the mizbeach, why doesn't he also walk along the wall? Let him walk along the Durham wall. And the Gemara, Mishachre Manya, he'll get his clothing all dirty. In other words, the wall, since the menorah is near the wall, it always gets black from the menorah. So we don't want the Kohen Gadol that's wearing his big delofer now to walk along the wall. Therefore, we don't let him walk along the wall, but rather in between the Mizbech and the menorah, that there are covered how the Kohen Gadol should walk through. All right, we'll stop here.